The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
A man who would love to be out there. He's made a real impact through his opening eight games, taken with pick 11 in the rookie draft last year after starring for a number of years with the Geelong VFL side. A late withdrawal yesterday, but lucky enough, we are to have him in the K-Rock box for Prestige Jayco. Tom Atkins. Tommy, welcome to K-Rock Footy in the box for the first time. Great to have you here, but I suspect you'd much prefer to be about to whack the boots on and ready to head out and have a bit of a kick around.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me, guys. Obviously I'd love to be playing, but it was just a little bit of an issue I was clearly hampered with last weekend that I just wasn't able to get right before this weekend. So obviously a bit disappointing not to be able to get up, but looking forward to watching the boys hopefully get a win.
Can you talk to us about the issue and how long it's going to sideline you for?
Oh, it's just a little hip rotator muscle. It's a small one. I did it in the pre-season as well. So had a bit of history with it, and it's just a really short-term injury. Hopefully, I did a fitness test yesterday, and it just wasn't quite right. So, looking to try and get back next weekend.
Tom, well done. Eight games into the career. What's been the biggest change for you stepping from what was St. Joey's and VFL and everything? Now, all of a sudden, you're at AFL level. What have been some of the biggest changes for you on and off the field?
There's been heaps of changes, obviously, both on the field and off field. I think the main thing is just you have to back it up consistently, and there's no real margin for error at this level with everything you're doing, with your recovery, with all the stuff you're doing in nutrition, everything like that. You need to get it to the tee so that you're able to go and compete, against the best players in Australia. So. That's definitely been a massive change, just having to be on all the time. Whereas previously, I think the last couple of years, I may have relaxed at certain stages of the year, but just being switched on all the time.
Is that 50% physical, 50% mental, or is it 80-20? I mean, the body's one thing, keeping the mind going at that level. Where do you find it?
Yeah, definitely. It's hard to put a percentage on, but definitely the mental thing, I think these days it's been spoken about even more that it's a crucial part to an AFL player's career, so we definitely put a lot of time into that as a club, making sure that everyone's comfortable and really enjoying their footy. So, I've been able to enjoy the year so far.
Do you reckon you would have been ready, Tom, at 18, 19, to actually craft an AFL career, or coming in at your age, do you think it's helped you with that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I don't think I was at that age, and I think it certainly helped me sort of transition transition straight away into AFL and be able to play games. I think at the time when I was 18, I definitely was not at the athletic level. I didn't have near enough athletic capability or anything like that. And I think the 5 years in the VFL and the Joeys has just allowed me to keep developing and keep working on stuff that can make me a better player, and now obviously I'm a bit older, and I've had that wealth of experience playing against bigger bodies in the VFL that it is a step up, but it's not a massive step up from, say, school footy when I was 18.
How hard was it managing the rest of your life and keeping your eye on a potential AFL career?
People keep asking me that, how hard was it, and I mean it definitely is difficult, but at the time you're doing it, it's just life, I wasn't going about it thinking, this is so hard, I've got to go to work, then I've got to train. That's just how it was, and that's how it was for me growing up, and that's how it is for everyone out there that's not living the professional life as an AFL footballer. So I don't think you really know how hard it is until you're actually in the AFL system and you realise how much time you've got to work on your skills and everything. So, at the time it was just the way I did it, yeah.
For Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with injured Geelong rookie Tom Atkins. Here's Darren Buick on K-Rock Footy.
Tom, what's been the best part? You're 8 weeks in, or seven games in. What's been the best part of your AFL career so far? And what's surprised you?
The best part's definitely been how we're going. I think all the wins that we've had, we've spoken about as a young group, how lucky we are to be part of a successful team so far this year. That's one thing that we definitely need to keep enjoying, because there are highs and lows in footy, and we're certainly going through a high patch at the moment. So that's been the best part. What was the second part of your question? Sorry.
Any surprises now that you're in the system?
Surprises? Not really. To be honest, in the VFL, I was working pretty closely with the AFL players, and I sort of had a relationship with them already, so I had a bit of an idea of, and I'm a good mate with Paddy McCartan as well, and he had sort of given me a bit of an idea what the career of an AFL footballer is like. So there are little things that I probably didn't know, but yeah, I was pretty much knew what to expect.
Tom, you said before, is this on?
It is.
Your game.
You said before about athletic ability. Some people never had that, so don't be too worried about that. But surely part of the best part about AFL footy is the end of every month when you log on, you see your bank account just launch up a few zeros than what it was the previous week.
Oh, yeah, I guess. It's definitely a bonus.
It makes the world go round, mate.
Yeah, no, you're definitely right. It's a good part about it. But, yeah, it's obviously not the main reason why I'm playing. Yeah.
And obviously the article in the paper the other week with you and your old man was fantastic. And obviously family has a huge influence on your career. But your old man especially was a great local player, and we all know him. He had that reputation of being a real hard bastard. Did you have to think in the back of your mind, geez, I need to play footy like my father, or just do I need to stamp my own thing on footy?
I don't think I had the thought. It was probably a subconscious thing because I've obviously grown up around Dad, and I said it in the article that, you know, most of what I am today I owe to Dad and to Mum. So you're always going to emulate, you know, what your parents do. And certainly with footy, he was, you know, my main role model. So I mean, I was probably a bit young when he was supposedly a hard bastard. So
Not supposedly.
Yeah,
he was.
No, he was. I like to think I'm not a hard bastard or anything like that. I try and play the game hard, and you know, it's certainly one feature of how Dad was. So yeah.
Tommy, what was your roll up first day of pre-season? What was your expectation of what might happen this year?
Oh, for myself, it was tough because, I mean, I knew that the recruiting staff they'd spoken to me and they said, we want to bring you up, we want you to play this role, and I knew that I was going to have to get myself physically right, and then there was going to be every opportunity for me to play a game, but you're never sure. So I just tried to, you know, all the matching we had, all the drills, I just tried to, you know, put my name up and try and get that spot, and obviously we've spoken about it how the forward line needed a bit of pressure, and that's one of my major skills, I guess, or major strengths. So I just wanted to be able to come in and try and drive that and try and get the forward pressure going.
Was there a point in the pre-season where you felt like you were getting it and you were getting closer? Was there, you know, some matching at one particular time, or, you know, did you, or was it just a gradual thing that the confidence built and as the season drew, you thought, I'm half a chance to get in this side?
Yeah, it definitely was a gradual thing. From the start, I think my first couple of sessions, I thought, geez, I've got a lot of work to do here. It was definitely a massive lift in training, and but yeah, as the training went on, we have two teams when we're training. So we have obviously the best 18 and the second 18. So depending on where you are training in those teams, you can sort of gauge, you know, where you stand in the team. And I was playing in that top 18 towards the end, and then obviously leading into JLT, I got an opportunity, and yeah, just tried to cling on to that spot.
You were pulled into a meeting, I think it was August, where you were told that barring catastrophe with your body, that you were going to be on Geelong's list. Did you start living an AFL life from that point on in terms of diet, etc.? You did everything basically that an AFL player would do, yeah, other than be here full time.
Yeah, no, I'm only laughing because I probably should have been doing that, but I actually didn't. Kingy, I went on a trip over to WA, and I had about a month off with my girlfriend and a mate. So, you know, I probably should have been doing all the right things, but I certainly tried to keep myself in good nick. But I definitely have. I had a fair bit of improvement to go once I got to pre-season, and I think the coaching staff will tell you that. But yeah, it was certainly when I got told, it was pretty early, so I had to start making adjustments.
Yep. Did your VFL roles change slightly as well in terms of how they were playing you position-wise, knowing that when we get you on the list, you're not going to play as an inside mid as you had been playing?
Yeah, no, it didn't. It didn't, no, because we were making a pretty strong finals run at the time, so we just business as usual in the VFL. We tried to go as good as we could.
Tom, I might get frowned upon for saying this, but you know, sometimes you just got to be normal. And what you did, there's probably nothing wrong with that. And in another 6 or 8 weeks' time, when it's the middle of the season and you might be still fresh, you might actually look back and go, geez, that actually wasn't a bad thing. Next part of the question is, during the pre-season, was there anyone, because you'd been in, obviously, the VFL, so you'd seen everyone train and play, was anyone you thought, in the running, I'm just going to tag on the back of him and by the end of pre-season try and get past him?
Yeah, there was a few that I was running with. There's always the good runners at the club that you try and obviously chase after, but I had to be a bit more realistic and, yeah, try and... I'm trying to think of someone I was running with. Yeah, I haven't got a name at the moment, but...
You'll learn. You should have just said Mark Blitzer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, just run behind him and I didn't want to go past him and...
I want to be honest with you, so... obviously just tried to... And you're running against yourself, really. I mean, you get your times and you want to beat your previous and you want to keep improving, so...
Tom, obviously you've lived around Geelong and you were playing VFL and you knew everyone playing AFL footy, but... How's the recognition factor changed for you just being around Geelong and the way people react to you now that you're playing AFL footy?
Yeah, I'm not knowing you at that level yet where people will recognise me in the street, thankfully. So, I mean, every now and then I'll see someone who's a really diehard Cats fan and they'll just say, you know, congratulations and we love seeing you go out there. And, you know, that's great. It makes me feel so good that you can make other people happy just by, you know, doing the best you can, really. So, I'm certainly not at some of the other levels, like Paddy and Joel. It'd be hard walking around town for them.
Conversely, when you were growing up, who were the ones that you used to spot around town? And did you turn up with the autograph book early on here? How have you approached that as well? Because you would have had the posters on the wall, you would have been...
Yeah, when I was real young, I come to a few family days here, and my old man did a bit of coaching in the VFL. So when Tommy Lonergan and Mackie were sort of coming up through those ranks, you know, they used to come around for dinner a bit and certainly, yeah, idolise them to an extent.
So have you spoken to Domsey or Mac at all? And
Yeah, heaps. Mac's obviously still working here and I've seen Domsey a couple of times, yeah.
Were you flat that college got rolled by Grammar?
A little bit. It's always disappointing to see the school lose, but we're always up against it, college. We don't have any sports scholarships or anything, so... when I was at school as well, it was a tough gig, trying to roll out against these teams who offer full sports scholarships to these good players. But, yeah, obviously, no excuses. Don't make excuses.
It'd be real tough going to college, wouldn't
it? Yeah.
Not like Danny Tech, Dave.
Darcy Fort today, Boo today, has been on a similar journey to you. I know, obviously, you didn't play TAC Cup, but he's had to do the hard yards at state league level. You must be wrapped for him to get his chance.
Yeah, I'm so wrapped. I mean, I've obviously grown close with him over the last couple of months. We're the two old boys in the draft class, so I'm just so happy for him because I was actually talking about it with my housemate today that, you know, if I was 25 and, I hadn't been drafted, I probably would have said, nah, like, I'm not going to be able to play AFL, that's it. So... for him to just keep going and to keep developing, I think is what he's done. And then, you know, now he gets the opportunity to play an AFL game. It's just a great story, and you know, I think he'll be great tonight.
If this hadn't have happened for you, how close? When do you get to a point where you go, well, I'm not going to get there. I'm going to give up the VFL commitment and just go back and play local footy.
Yeah, the thought hadn't crossed my mind, to be honest, Kingy. But talking about it this morning, I probably thought that maybe 25, when you've had, you know, you've had those couple of years where you're being so serious with your footy and all that, then maybe it would be, you know, time to say, oh, I'll just go back and play with my mates at GFL level. But, I hadn't thought about it too much.
What do you make of the mid-season draft, Tom? And how hard would it be coming into a system if you got picked next week?
I don't think it'd be too hard. I think anyone who gets picked up will be just... you know, ready to go. Obviously, they've got the ability and they're good enough to be able to get picked up. So, I think they go all right. And, it's just like a player getting... I presume most of the players will get drafted from sort of state leagues or VFL. So, it'll just be like someone who's been dropped playing in the VFL and then they come up and, hopefully have an impact at AFL level. So, I think it's definitely the way the league's going where more mature age players are being able to have an impact. So... Yeah, I'll look forward to seeing a couple more get drafted.
Rookies usually get offered one-year deals. Where are you at in terms of extending your time here at the Cats?
Yeah, I was actually lucky enough to get a two-year deal. So, yeah, I'm just chilling at the moment. Kingy, yeah, I'm just going to keep playing and, yeah, worry about that when it comes to it.
Tommy, what's the go with the moustache? It looks like a rat peeping over a broom. You got the sort of 1970s pet detective arrangement. What's the go with that?
Oh, I don't know, mate. I just grow the moustache. Yeah,
is
no reason.
Just keep it?
Yeah, I probably will for a bit. I usually go through phases where...
get the handlebar sort of stuff coming down the side.
Chopper.
Don't take any grooming advice from Ben Casanelli.
Did the old man back in the day used to have the mo?
Probably at some stage, yeah. I haven't actually seen a photo with him with one, but he had some shocking looks back in the day. So,
couple of things before we let you go. Has fry pan ass caught on with Jordan Clark?
Not at all, actually.
Oh, that's really disappointing.
I think it's just up here, you boys calling that.
Have you indulged in a fish souvlaki as a reward for recent form?
Yeah, I did. I had one after the Dons game. Me and Brian Myers had one. So he'd obviously been pressuring me to go and taste one out with him. So, yeah.
Usual spot?
Yeah, George's. Yep. See Spiro in there.
Whereabouts are they? Are they on...
It's on Shannon Avenue. Yeah.
No, he's got 10 free ones coming.
This is sort of John Law's cash for comments.
Tom, really good to catch up with you. Disappointing that you're not out there. Shadley caught on, though, calling you that.
Oh, Shadley. Look, Tommy, I've got about 6 nicknames, so take your pick on what they're calling me at the moment. But,
all right. As long as they're talking to you at a footy club, you're going all right. If blokes stop talking to you, you get very nervous.
Good to have you up here. Good luck with the recovery. Hopefully, we'll see you next Saturday night on the Gold Coast.
Thanks, Keith. Thanks, boys.
Tom Atkins joining us. Thanks to Prestige Jayco.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.